Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and guess what? There is a phrase out there that is pissing me off. It's something that's said all the time. It's something that's very prevalent in society today. It's when somebody says, like in the course of like a relationship, or when you're interested in maybe getting together with somebody, when they're like, ah, bro, lady, hey man, that person right there, they're out of your league. They're out of your league, don't even fucking try it. And I was having a conversation with one of my buddies the other day, and I won't reveal who it is. I don't wanna out this person. But I was talking to him, and they're like, yeah, you know, I was super attracted to that person years ago, but you know, I didn't even realize that they were so out of my league. And I'm listening to the story, and I'm thinking, yeah, I get it. Because, you know, that feeling that somebody's out of your league is just like a feeling of, like, inadequacy. And as somebody who's an anxious asshole and that deals with, like, anxiety and depression and shit, I totally fucking relate to the feelings of inadequacy because I feel that shit every fucking day. But at its core, what that phrase means, out of your league, it's not really referring to like social status. It's not really referring to how smart somebody is. When somebody says that they're out of somebody else's league, or when somebody tells you that you're out of somebody else's league, what they're fucking saying is, look, that person's better looking than you are, so go fuck yourself and go settle for something. That's what they're saying. They're telling you that you're fucking ugly. You are not attractive enough to date that person. That person's in a different attractive league than you are. Why don't you play in the minors for a little while? Why don't you fucking troll around carnivals and state fairs and see if you can find somebody with, you know, a couple missing teeth, maybe a fucked up looking hairline, maybe ears that are, you know, a little misshaped or some shit like that. Something that nobody else wants, somebody that nobody else wants. Kind of like the island of misfit toys when it comes to like relationships and dating and people who are available. Why don't you take, you know, the fucking train with the square wheels? You know what I mean? Why don't you grab the Charlie in the box? Because that fucking prize that you're looking for, sorry, guy, she's just too attractive. He's just too attractive for you, lady. And I just think that's fucking bullshit. I think that's bullshit thinking. It's a bullshit fucking thing to say to somebody. It's bullshit that we put this into fucking people's minds because it's fucking disrespectful. You don't have the balls just to come out and say, like, you know what? You are ugly. So you are not good enough to date that person because they're not ugly. That's what you're fucking saying to them. You think if you fucking dress it up by saying like, ah, dude, she's a little out of your league. He's a little out of your league. It's a fucking euphemism. It's a douchebag pussy euphemism for telling somebody that they're shit, that they're shitty, that they're not good enough. I don't fucking like that garbage. It's a complete fucking put down. What the fuck is your league? You know what I mean? Who fucking determines that? Attractiveness is different to everybody. And if you're fucking attractive and you're a piece of shit, that's gonna ruin your attractiveness. If somebody that is fucking perfect for me, like looks-wise, is a huge fucking cunt, then they're not attractive anymore. Like, if I'm a cunt, if you think I'm a huge fucking cunt, am I still attractive? Am I really? I mean, physically, probably yes, right? Huh? Haha, right? Right? But come on, like, if you wanna take the total fucking package, I'm not attractive anymore, I'm an asshole. Like, nobody wants a fucking asshole. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't be attracted to who you're attracted to, but what I'm saying is, if you're not like involved in that, don't fucking tell somebody that's dating somebody that you think might be out of their league attractiveness wise. Don't tell them that they can't fucking have that. Don't make them fucking settle. Settling is a fucking disaster because you're gonna be fucking miserable your entire life because you're always gonna think like, can I do better than this? Do you wanna do better than this? Well, if you wanna fucking do better than whatever the fuck you have, then go fucking do better. You know what I'm saying? Like get what you want. There's no excuse to stop trying to get what you want or what you think you fucking deserve. Try to date who you want to date. I mean, date who you're fucking into. Hang out with who you want to fucking hang out with. Don't let fucking some asshole or fucking society tell you that you're not fucking good enough for that shit. That's garbage. Take me, for example. I haven't gone on a date in, well over 2 years at this point. And I gotta be honest with you, if somebody asked me out, I probably would say no. It's almost a fucking guarantee. I focus on one person at a time, and until that fucking one person's out of my head and somebody else, like, takes its place, and I've explained this before in previous podcasts, I gotta fucking know them, I gotta fucking like them, I'm not gonna wanna spend time with them. I'm not gonna take the time, or not even take the time, I'm not gonna waste my fucking time doing something that I'm not interested in or giving somebody, like, a sense of fucking false hope. I'm just not gonna fucking do it. So in my world, at any particular time, there is one person that I would consider dating, and everybody else is a fucking no-go. So it doesn't matter how attractive they are, it doesn't matter how much I like them, I'm going to say no. And there's no, like, league has nothing to do with it. I'm just not interested. Like, somebody can just not be fucking interested, but it doesn't mean that they're, like, not good enough to date somebody at my level of attractiveness, whatever the fuck that is, if they want it. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Jesus Christ. Like, society's so fucking stupid. Like, they on one hand, they always like to pimp that you can fucking do anything. And then on the other hand, they're always quick to tell you, well, you're not really good enough for that. You can do anything you want, but not that. You can date anybody you want, ooh, but not her. You can be whoever you want to be, but just not in that place with that person at that particular time, right? I'm just tired of fucking hearing that. I don't want people to feel like fucking garbage because they think that they like can't have somebody that they're attracted to, or because that they were like wasting their time trying to get with somebody that they had no fucking interest in. It's just so dumb. This isn't fucking high school. I want to wipe that fucking phrase out of the public consciousness. Although there was a movie called She's Out of My League, and I fucking love that movie. But if you're going to have like a friend or in like a normal social setting, don't ever fucking tell anybody that they're out of somebody's league. If you do, I'm going to kick you right in the box. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. I'm on Spotify now. Hooray. I don't know what that means, but I'm there. And I'm also on Podbean, website or app. Every fucking episode's on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Play as well. You can catch me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You can catch me on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. And I'm going to keep pumping out the podcast in the Facebook timeline. So you can find me there too.